the following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Wait a minute. Do you still think politics is boring? Well, not when you can say fun words like caucus. Yes, it's fun words like caucus and more. With the intellectual, intersexual, and intersectional, Nicole Sandler on NicoleSandler.com.
If you swore to defend the Constitution, swore to uphold and to support, then partook in an insurrection, then you can't hold office of any sort. It's written in the Constitution, it's simple, clear, and clean. In the portion we call the Bill of Rights, the Amendment number 14, number 14. To whom might this federal law apply? This amendment number 14. There are so many that come to mind, like Marjorie Taylor Greene. She said that under leadership, the coup would have been armed. She said it would have been a success. Now that's cause to be alarmed. Be alarmed. Uphold the Constitution, let's do that for a start. 14th Amendment's a solution, let's not fall apart. Put the strategy in place. They met, they talked, they worked details. The goal to flip the electoral race. They wove the darkest fabrication, pushed it hard to make it stick. They broke their oath of office with their sneaky little trick. Little of Congress members that planned and spread the lie. They knew it was fabricated, but they decided to give it a try. Bogosar, Mobrook, Sandy Biggs, Scott Perry, Lauren Boebert, Mark Meadows, Jen, Jim Jordan, and don't leave out Louie Gohmert. We can't have people serving who fail to keep their oath. They must be barred from holding office or put in prison or both.
Ah, I think that's it. Okay. Hey, the parody project. Yes, Don Caron is his name. And I don't know if you noticed, but I just noticed while I was watching that there's a little thing on his forehead. In fact, here, let me just bring it up. Oh, now, of course, it goes to a commercial. Never mind. There's like a smudge on his forehead, and I think they were trying to make him Gorbachev. Or maybe that's just my old age, because kids today don't know who Gorbachev was. But he had like a thing on his forehead, and Don Caron did in that video. Anyway, that's today's opening. Welcome to a Tuesday, everyone. And it's not just any Tuesday. It is that Tuesday. You know, the almost every other Tuesday, when we're joined by Laffy.
If the news gives you the blues, here's the perfect place to go. It's Tuesdays with a laugh on the Nicole Sandler Show.
Hey, got a laugh.
Hello.
Hi. Did you tweeze? Did you tweeze? I don't see your eyebrows.
I put a whole bunch of makeup over it. I didn't want people to be intimidated by me.
Now, for those who are listening to the audio stream or a podcast or Progressive Voices, didn't see the show card for today. And of course, it's that lovely photograph of Casey DeSantis, the First Lady of Florida, who I guess she thinks that, you know, the big eyebrows are in again. And so she really really went overboard with her eyebrows, and I thought, you know, Laffy and I needed to get in on the fun. So
I was going to put on my Groucho glasses, mm-hmm. but she doesn't wear glasses, so I couldn't even do that.
I have fun poking fun at her because she's just so awful. She's just a horrible person. So
yeah. Anyway. Oh, look who she's married to.
Well,
oh my God.
Yes. I don't know if you saw the new spot. I played it yesterday when Susan Smith was here yesterday. You know Susan. And
yeah.
And she's also in Florida and dealing with this regime we're living under. Oh, yeah. Spocko called her the Groucho Marxist. I like that.
Yeah. Perfect.
Right. So, anyway, I don't know if I should play it. You haven't seen it, the whole thing. But I don't know that
don't
we really
so,
want
no.
to deal with it again.
I know, right?
I'll ask the chatters.
I saw his ad. Is it his ad? It's her
no,
ad.
This is her. Oh, you haven't. I gotta share it. You gotta see it.
Me.
You gotta see it because
I think a clip or a snippet or a still or something, but I didn't watch the whole ad.
Okay, well, you know, first of all, Casey DeSantis fashions herself as the next Jackie O, and
God.
And Ronald. We should call him Ronald. Ronald said that if she was a Democrat, Casey would be featured on the covers of all the fashion magazines.
No, she wouldn't.
Not with those eyebrows, she wouldn't. I'll tell you that. So anyway, you know, she hosted her very first solo rally the other day.
Uh-huh.
She is his chief political strategist, in case you didn't know. And she just, she started a new organization, and it's Mamas for DeSantis.
Yes.
Okay.
I hope if you play it that I'll be able to hear it properly.
I hope so, too. You know what?
Yeah.
I think I may. Let me make this a little smaller. And this way, okay. Maybe if I can, I'm getting very technical here. Maybe I can bring us up on the, you know what? That's going to be too complicated. If I had set up the shot earlier, if I had known
start.
I was going to do it. No, I'll screw something up.
Yeah.
So let's not do that.
Yeah.
All right. I'll leave our microphones up. So if you want to comment on it, because it's hard not to, frankly. All right. You're ready? You guys in the you guys saw this yesterday, but Laffy hasn't seen it yet. So we need to do this. All right. This is the Casey DeSantis ad.
In America, we've witnessed a lot and put up with enough.
I'm just a mom with my kids.
He is arresting her for being on a public playground. Her kids are here.
We've been forced into silence. Into compliance. Told that we must trust the science.
Indoor and outdoor venues should be closed.
We've been told that we must deny truth, back down, and look the other way. Enough is enough. When you come after our kids, we fight back.
Okay, I just got to stop a second. Uh-oh. The alarm just went off. I hope David can turn the house alarm.
Are you in your house?
Yeah,
are you
but
kidding?
No. See, David is there. He turned it off. He's leaving.
Okay.
He's on his way to the emergency room. Just so you know, nothing.
What?
No stress here. I'll tell you more. Let's get through this, and then I'll explain what's going on here.
To him. What
I know.
Happened?
Well, his knee is messed up. I'll finish. He's okay. He's just making sure there's not a blood clot in his knee. That's
okay.
All.
Okay.
So yeah.
Don't scare
anyway,
me like that. Okay.
Who's coming after her kids? What is she
know.
Talking
I guess
about?
She is.
Okay. Let's keep going.
Because there's nothing we won't do to protect our children.
From what?
They're not yours.
No, they are.
So
I want your kids.
Our nation's children are all our children.
Oh, I see.
We will not allow you to exploit their innocence to
Who's
advance
your
agenda.
Exploiting their innocence?
We
you are.
We are no longer silent. We are united. And we have finally found our fighter.
We're not going to let you impose an agenda on our kids.
What
We're going to stand up for our kids.
Do for America what he did for us in Florida. Schools open. Parents' rights defended. School choice universal.
Yeah.
Critical race theory prohibited.
What?
DEI stopped.
Why?
Child mutilation, illegal.
It always was.
Girls' what? Sports, saved.
And it always
communities
was.
Communities, protected.
Huh? Our
economy,
from what?
Growing.
Our economy, the highest inflation in the country, in Florida.
But winning the fight in Florida is just the beginning. We must protect
eyebrows
and the innocence
of
our children. We
what?
Must restore sanity in our society.
What?
We need every mama and every grandmama in every corner of the country to stand up and fight back by electing Ron DeSantis president of the United States of America.
Oh, please.
Join us by texting mamas to 512345.
512345. Text mamas,
well,
which I will not be
eyebrow,
doing. Because
there's the eyebrows McFear factor. I don't know what the hell that ad was about, but all the Republicans have and all they've been using for decades, but you know, since Trump, is fear.
Yes.
So they want you to be so afraid.
Fear factor. Didn't Joe Rogan host a show called Fear Factor? See, it all goes full circle.
Fear Factor is that game show, you know,
yeah.
the sort of and reality who, show. I don't
right.
know. Did he host it?
I think so.
I never watched it.
I never did either, but yes, Joe Rogan was the host of Fear Factor. You see, it all fits together.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Lappy confirms
because
he knows all that stuff because he works on Naked
right.
and Afraid. And if you want to get afraid, go on Naked and Afraid.
No.
Because they're coming after your kids.
No. They're coming for your children. What the hell?
They don't know because they have nothing. They don't know what to do or what to say because they have no policies other than eradicating people who are different from them, who they feel are different from them, and injecting fear is the way they can appeal to your emotion, you know, to the voters' emotions.
Yeah.
And because their voters vote based on emotion, because that's what Trump instilled. Trump is really good at getting emotional responses and instilling emotions when he speaks and when he threatens and when he riles up his base. And so they're just copying it. It's Trump light again. It's all ridiculous. But unfortunately, it works on some people.
I guess. You know, but the batshit crazy ads that have come out of this campaign, and it makes sense because she's the architect, I guess. You know, you remember his Top Gun takeoff, right? You remember his, you do remember that one, don't you?
Yep.
And the very first one he did, well, here's just a tiny bit of it. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but just so you can see, he actually had the nerve. He remember in the military, I think he was like a supply officer or something. And then at Gitmo, I think he oversaw the tube feeding of prisoners or something. But here he paints himself as a Top Gun fighter pilot. Here. Top Gov. It's
good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon.
Oh, God. Okay. That's all I can bear.
I can't.
He put himself out there.
He was at Gitmo?
Yes, he was. And apparently he was involved in the force feeding or something having to do with prisoners.
I had no idea about that. Oh, he's even worse than I thought. Oh, my God.
Yep.
I mean, I used to write about that extensively. You know, I covered one prisoner. I got hooked up to a JAG lawyer, you know, and he was representing a Guantanamo prisoner who shouldn't have been there, who was swept up and accused of things he didn't do.
Yep.
And so, you know, I would hear all this stuff, and I got really involved with that for a few years, wrote about it all the time. I had no idea. I mean, anyone who was in that end of it, who was on the Bush end of it, is just despicable.
Yep.
That's just
terrible. But, you know, I mean, everything about him is just hypocritical. My last DeSantis thing for today, and then we'll move on. But the very first TV ad he ran when he was first running for governor, you know, was all about sucking up to Donald Trump. And and Casey, of course, was in that one, too. And this one was frightening. And especially today, when you listen to him talking about Trump, listen to how he's changed his tune so much in the last couple of years.
Everyone knows my husband, Ron DeSantis, is endorsed by President Trump. But he's also an amazing dad. Ron loves playing with the kids.
Build the wall. He reads stories.
I remember this.
Then yep. Mr. Trump said,
it's all about
fired.
Trump.
Oh, yeah. Ugh.
He's teaching Madison to talk.
Okay. Make
look at her eyebrows. Great.
Were her eyebrows there? Oh, they are. Trump, oh, my God. It's not nothing
so
new.
Right.
Big league.
Ugh.
So good.
Oh, this makes me sick.
Right? It's
talk
really.
About, okay,
DeSantis,
talk about exploiting children.
Yes. That's the thing. I don't know if you could see my notes, how I labeled it. Ron DeSantis is really standing at indoctrinating his children into Trumpism. We've talked about this before. It's projection. Everything they accuse us of doing is exactly what they do.
Everything. That's a given.
Yeah.
I mean, it's either a projection or an admission.
That's
confession.
Right. It is. And actually, Greg Sargent to the Washington Post has a great column up today entitled "How DeSantis's Own Lawyers Accidentally Exposed His Anti-Woke Deceit." And it's gotten a lot of traction so that he even posted like a gift, you know, a not behind the paywall
yeah.
version of it
a
so everyone can read
right.
it. Everything mm-hmm. about them. And you know what? Here in Florida, Trump is beating him by 20 points.
Oh, I know. It's a joke.
The whole
it's
thing
a
is a joke.
I mean, it's really sad that I should be happy about that because I'm not. But I'm not, you know, I'm happy that he's losing so badly. I'm happy that he's embarrassing himself. I'm happy that he's showing himself to be a complete inept a candidate.
Well,
he's horrible.
Yes. And I'm glad that the rest of the country is finally seeing what we've been living
yeah.
with here in Florida
yeah.
for the last,
right.
You know, few years.
It's about time. Most people don't realize it.
Well, I've been telling you. Told you so.
Yeah.
Told you so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, usually for those who are new to the show, and there are always new people checking us out, Gotta Laugh is was her Twitter handle, and nobody knows her real name, just in case you're wondering. And so we just
well,
call her
do.
Laffy. I do, but, you know. And that was your Twitter handle, although today we're sort of, we're spread between all these different social media apps. So today, Marcy Wheeler sent me an invite to Blue Sky. So I joined Blue Sky, and I had just joined Threads. Which is growing. It's like 100 million users already.
At least now, yeah. It was 100 million yesterday, I think. I have not gotten an invite to Blue Sky, or maybe I did and I threw it out. I don't even know.
I will send you one, but I'm too new, yeah. so I didn't get any invites yet because I just joined today.
I am on Threads because when I see where the news people go, I follow them because eventually they're going to all land in one place and I want to have an established account so that I can just pick up where I left off. So I'm on Threads. I'm trying to be somewhat active there. And I'm real gotta laugh on Threads because
why?
I don't my why because I'm stupid because I did have an Instagram account years ago, never used it. And when I found out that Facebook owned them, I think I deleted it or I couldn't delete it because I didn't have my email address anymore. So I just left it. It's gone. Or maybe it's still there. And then I opened a new one last year and then closed it immediately because my real name showed up.
Oh, right. I remember that. Right.
I remember
when that happened.
So I have two deleted. I have a feeling my original account is still there. So I think that's why the name was taken. And I don't know how to access it because it was a really old email address. And there's no way I can say change my email address because here's what it is.
Because you don't know your password to get in to do that.
Right. I don't know anything.
So on Threads, I'm Nicole Sandler Show. Because
yeah.
somebody set me up on Instagram, because I didn't have Instagram. And somebody set up my account on Instagram as Nicole Sandler
right.
Show. So, okay. So that's what it
okay.
is.
Well, I'm real gotta laugh. Real gotta laugh. Two words, which I hate. And then I go by, you know, laughy or gotta laugh on there. People
right.
talk to me. But I'm kind of active there. I'm trying to build. But it's so annoying to have to jump from platform to platform because
God.
Everybody and the way it's happening is these big swarms, you know, everyone just talks about Blue Sky. It's the best thing that ever happened. Everybody talks about Threads. Oh my God, this is fantastic. Everybody talks about Mastodon. It's so great. Well, I'm really active on Mastodon because I think it's the best of all of them. It's fairest and it doesn't invade your privacy. And
apparently
it's kind of nice.
Threads. Yeah. is setting itself up to join the Federation.
The Fediverse, yeah.
So that it will interact with Mastodon.
Yeah.
But if you share a thread, I don't know what they're called, a threadlet, on Mastodon, they Mastodon won't mine your information like apparently Meta does.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Whatever you post on thread, if you post your reply, though, you can that can be looked at, but they're not going to mine you. They're at the Fediverse end, they're not going to mine you. I worry about all the, there's so many privacy invasions at this point that I said, oh, screw it. First I wasn't going to do it. And then I said, screw it. But now I'm jumping around trying to keep up and I have no following. I have 57,000 on Twitter.
You did.
And I have 12,000 or 13,000 on Mastodon.
Oh, do you?
Eight months to build that up. But that's because in the beginning, I got recommendations from really famous people. Now on Threads, really famous people are ignoring me for the time being, or they don't know I'm there. So I'm scraping for followers over there. I have like 300.
And I'm like on Mastodon. Oh, more than I thought. I have 1,165. But I did. I had over 20,000 on Twitter at one point. That's whittled down because everybody left. Right. And I started on Post for a little bit. I stopped that. So now I'm on Mastodon, sorta, kinda. I'm on Threads, sorta, kinda. And I'm on Blue Sky, kinda, sorta. And there are different people on different ones. So,
right, that's like, the problem. You can't just collect your same, everybody's, it's scattered, which is sort of defeating the purpose. Here's what Mastodon said about Threads, because people were so worried about that. It's called Join, it's a blog that's on Mastodon called joinmastodon.org. And they said, even if you follow or send a message to a Threads user from your Mastodon account, Threads will not be able to collect any of your private information except the message you sent.
Okay.
It is up to the operator of the Mastodon server you are using, like .social, whatever, to decide whether to allow communication with Threads or not. If you are not happy with their decision, you can move your account to a different Mastodon server while keeping all of your followers. I think all your messages go away, though. The fact that large platforms are adopting ActivityPub is not only validation of the movement toward decentralized social media, but a path forward for people locked into these platforms to switch to better providers, which in turn puts pressure on such platforms to provide better, less exploitative services. This is a clear victory for our cause, hopefully one of many to come. That was part of a long message that they posted on their blog.
And that's interesting. And I'll tell you something, though, about Blue Sky. Oh, and I already have 165 followers. I just joined a few hours ago. But the handle on there is the same format that Mastodon uses. So my handle on Blue Sky is at Nicole Sandler, at bsky.social. So I think they're probably going to wind up in this Mastodon Federation too.
Oh yeah,
right.
Because
that's how it works.
Lost,
as if BSK
Terry Canfield wrote a whole thing about that, will explain. I know you're not.
No,
I know.
We blocked
other
each other.
People aren't blocked. Other people read her.
Yes,
and
they do.
If you go to Terry Canfield's blog, I don't know what the address is, but she wrote a blog. I'm sure it's under.
I think
her
it's terrycanfield.com.
Probably.
Yes.
She does a really in-depth explainer of all of the platforms and how they interchange or whatever.
Just don't dare disagree with her. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. I won't.
Yeah. That's all.
Anyway, well, speaking of things, Justin, Kyle Cheney and Klasfeld and everybody else is now reporting. The Department of Justice has declined now to stand in for Trump in the second E. Jean Carroll lawsuit, saying he was not acting within the scope of his presidential authority when he disparaged her in 2019. Klasfeld says DOJ reverses itself in deciding that the former president isn't entitled to Westfall Act immunity after all, his comments while in office. New York City Southpaw says that this is in response to a series of changes in the law and additional discovery of evidence.
Good. I'm glad to hear it, because if you remember, when this case was first brought, Bill Barr was attorney general, and he said that, it's the government's place to defend the president. Well, Donald Trump was not acting in his capacity as president when he slandered E. Jean Carroll, right? He just wasn't. That wasn't part of his presidential libel. Tomato, tomato. But the fact of the matter is, no, this is not the government's responsibility to defend Donald Trump for being an asshole.
Right.
Right.
Right. He was not within the scope of his presidential authority,
right?
Which we all knew, but they had to do what they did, or they thought they did. Anyway,
there's more breaking news today, and depending on where you live and who you are, and maybe when you grew up, and you might be a little afraid. There's a dangerous criminal on the loose.
I can't hear.
Oh, you can't hear. It's the scary music.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Kathy. Slander is speaking, libel is written.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Well, he's done it all.
So. Yes, it's both. So slandered and libeled her.
Defamed her.
Right. Defamed her. There you go. Leslie Houghton, one of Charlie Manson's girls, is out of jail. 53 years. 53 years later. She's 73 years old. And she's on the loose. Mm-hmm. But Charlie's
she's
dead.
She's on the loose.
So.
She's running around, madly waving her arms with guns and knives. And
she's on the bloodlust. Ha! Who can I kill today? But Charlie's gone. So, you know, maybe the spell is broken.
Sure. I kind of wish that he hadn't, or that Newsom hadn't agreed to this, but.
Was it up to him? Did Gavin Newsom have anything to do with it?
He chimed in, so I don't know.
Look, you know what? I'm sorry. When you participate in a gruesome mass murder.
Yeah.
Gruesome, you know. Yes. And I think she's one of the people that actually did the stabbing and stuff. And you get a life sentence. That should mean life, that you serve your entire life in jail. Ed the Second's asking, where's Squeaky Frome? Probably still in jail.
She's still squeaking, I guess. She's squeaking away. There she is. All right. LOL GOP had a wise word.
Yes,
he's very wise. He said life has become a cautionary tale about what happens when you don't listen to Anita Hill.
No kidding. You know, everyone should have listened to Anita Hill. Seriously, Clarence Thomas, there's more shit coming out every day. Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, he's been flying around on his private jets, too.
Oh, I missed that one.
Oh, my God.
I saw the Horatio Alger story, but I didn't see the Jones
That's
one.
The latest one. Clarence Thomas is a, what's the word? I'm such a bad Jew. A schnorrer? Is that the word?
Yeah, schnorrer. Yeah.
That's somebody who like... Who
a leech.
Who leeches off of everybody else. Yes. That's the
He's
Yiddish.
He's a little greedy. Lawrence O'Donnell was doing a report on him last night. And then one of the early quotes from Thomas was that he wanted to be rich. That's his goal. He wanted to be rich.
If I were a rich man.
Not that he wanted to
be a good man. Sorry. I get carried away.
Well, he's not Jewish and he doesn't have any talent. But other than that...
Touche.
But yeah, he fell into these positions that he got because of affirmative action, even though he resents it. And if he wanted to be rich, he shouldn't have been a judge. He should have turned it down and gone on people's planes. But now that he is a justice, people want to put him on their planes, so he's reaping the benefits. It's disgusting. We hate him.
Yep. Oh, by the way, Lauren in the chat room says Squeaky died already.
Oh, that's right.
So she's no longer the squeaky wheel. Boy, I'm just full of them today, aren't I? I'm just like popping them out one after another. Someone stop me.
Oh, God. Okay. Now, here's something from Empty Wheel, speaking of Empty Wheel, that she wrote a wise tweet.
What else is new?
Yeah, she said she was talking to the press. It was part of a thread that I'm not going to read because it was kind of involved in stuff I didn't understand. But she ends with, you don't have to just repeat Trump's claims about how an election prevents him from going to trial without noting that he got elected in 2016 by insisting on the urgency of a criminal prosecution for mishandling classified information. See, they all forget to mention that.
I know. Well, I do have a clip somewhere of him saying the whole thing, it's about classified documents. I mean, on and on and on. Okay.
Right. And if you do that, you shouldn't be in office and all that. He did as much hypocrisy as he could possibly do about that. And yet, you know, a couple of clips are played once in a while, but nobody mentions in the press. It's just so annoying. It's so annoying.
It's all annoying.
Speaking of Trump, I have a few Legal Minds threads.
Yeah.
I have from Joyce Vance.
Okay.
I have from, who do I have? I don't know. I have all kinds of things. Oh, I have from Andrew Weissman. Anyway, Joyce Vance said, I'm sorry. This is from Will Sommer, but she commented. I'll read you.
Sorry. Donald just jumped in to say.
Bring some cokes in, please.
Bring some cokes in, please.
Bring some cokes in, please.
Sorry.
Waltine, can you get the cokes?
Yes.
Please, right. Waltine. Okay. Will Sommer said, a brewing far-right feud. After being booked for a college Republican event with white nationalist Nick Fuentes, the QAnon shaman, the guy that, you know, the January 6th horror story, he's now saying he's going to debate him on child brides. And Joyce Vance said, yeah, that's Trump's base.
On child brides? That stuff apparently that they are... The stuff that they go crazy over is shit that doesn't exist. It doesn't happen. It's like with the idiot atheist guy yesterday, David Silverman, you know, screaming, oh my God, that straight white men in jail are pretending to be trans women so that they can be put in women's prisons so they can rape them. This is what he's going off about. It's not happening. Just stop it.
Well, but it doesn't matter. They either hear it from somebody who read it on like 8chan or 4chan or Chan or whatever. And then it just spreads and that becomes reality to them. Or they just see, like you said, he saw it in one article or some obscure
article. And now it's like everybody's doing it. Well, no, they're not. It's like, but it spreads just like, you know, Democrats are eating babies. And we're also aborting them, not only, you know, up until the moment of birth, but after birth.
Right.
No.
After birth, yeah. Right. Can you abort a baby once it's born?
Yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry. And even Chris Christie was on TV this morning. I've turned off the news for most of the time these days, but I did watch some of Morning Jerk today. And Chris Christie was on and he was saying, look, there are in my state, it's legal. Abortion is legal through the ninth month. Nobody is having an abortion in the ninth month unless there is a serious, horrible problem with the health of the mother or the fetus. It's not a baby until it's born. It's a fetus.
Right.
And there's a serious problem. That's the only time they do third trimester abortions. But they ratchet it up like, all of a sudden I'm in my ninth month and I think, I really don't want to have a baby, so I'm going to abort this. It doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen.
But they're convinced it does because people like Chris Christie and Donald Trump tell them it does.
Of course. And people listen. And you're stupid. Andrew Weissman did a long thread, and Ellie Mistal jumped in a little bit. Actually, I have some other Ellie Mistal stuff. But Andrew Weissman was talking about today Trump filed a motion to postpone his documents trial
until after the election.
All right, so here's what he said on Trump filing regarding the trial. And now some of this I'm going to just read what he said. Some of it, his wording, I don't understand. Maybe you'll know. He said, no surprise, he wants no date. Keep an eye out for government filing as soon as today, responding to Trump's filing last night opposing a December trial date or any date. Key decision by Judge Cannon on setting a firm date. Will it be cannon fire or fire cannon? He is clever. He made a funny.
He did. We love Ellie Mistal. Yes.
This is Andrew Weissman.
Oh, that's Andrew Weissman. Okay. He of the cool staircase.
Andrew Weissman.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. He has a cool house. He said, so many issues to respond to. He falsely claims the case was brought by Biden, that a fair jury can't be picked pre-election. He doesn't say why any better post-election, but other than that, if Republican wins, case will be dismissed.
Right.
Now, PRA, do you know what PRA is?
Tell us. I don't know.
I don't know. Oh. PRA affects criminal charge. He doesn't address obstruction.
Oh, I don't know. No, I don't know what in that PRA. I have no idea.
Something about the document. I don't know. Anyway, he said
Presidential Records Act. It's the Presidential Records Act, which Donald Trump keeps saying clears him. Well, it has nothing to do with this. No. And it does not allow him to take documents out of the White House, especially classified documents. It doesn't allow him to keep things when he leaves. They don't belong to him. They belong to the government. Ugh.
Right.
That's what the theory is.
It's complete. So he says the Presidential Records Act affects criminal charges. That's a fallacy. He says he doesn't address the obstruction charges. And then he said, fair point is that it's hard to commit to a trial date until the defense sees the classified discovery. But a date could be picked without prejudice to defense asking for trial to be delayed because of something in that discovery. And making the above argument regarding discovery presupposes that you put your papers in to get clearance. Otherwise, hard to validly complain about the delay needed to review discovery. So they haven't reviewed the discovery. They've had 3.5 weeks, by the way. And then he says, plus, he says, the Trump team conundrum. They have scrupulously not said in court that the documents were declassified, but on July 18th, they will be at a hearing regarding how classified documents will be handled. Will they allege declassification, knowing that if they pass on Trump's lie to the court, it is another crime? So they either have to admit that they were not declassified, or that they were still classified, or if they were declassified, it's a crime. I mean, you know,
it's all a crime. It's all a crime.
You know what I'm trying to say here.
Wait, but real quickly, breaking news.
Sure.
Lauren, I'm going to have to fire you as my second producer, writes, sorry, Nicole, I gave the wrong info. It was Linda Caspian who died, not Squeaky Frome. And then someone else said Susan Atkins died, too. She was another Manson girl. But I guess Squeaky is still squeaking. Yeah. So in case anyone was wondering. Okay, continue. Sorry.
There she is. Ellie Mistal added, I guess the upshot of this is that even if they are denied now, and that's a big if, they can still request a delay later. So after all this, you know, stuff about the delay, even if she says, even if Aileen Cannon says, no, no delay, they can still delay again later. You know, it goes on forever. Now, there's a story out that the Supreme Court, this is from the AP and everywhere else now, that Justice Sotomayor's staff prodded, in quotes, colleges and libraries to buy her books. And here's what Ellie Mistal said about that.
Yes.
He said, this confirms my suspicion that they don't have anything on liberal justices, even though they've been desperately looking. Mm-hmm. Like Clarence Thomas is out here using the court to hang literal medals on wealthy donors. And all they got is, quote, Sotomayor pushed books to a library. But hey, if you want to write some ethics rules that say SCOTUS justices cannot take free vacations, be members of secret societies, sit on cases involving their spouses' attempts to foment insurrection, or write books, I'd vote for it. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Works for me.
But yeah, they're pretty desperate if that's what they're going after.
Yeah, because Sotomayor's staff urging libraries to, you know, put her book in their library, that is on the same level as Clarence Thomas whoring himself out to the highest bidder to go on there his private plane and, you know, private islands and stuff.
Right, and plus her intentions are not the same either. Just if, you know, even if she did something wrong, it wasn't with the intention of whatever. Okay, now, I'm trying to decide what... Okay, I'm just going to throw this one in because it's short.
Okay.
And then we can go into something else here. Mitch McConnell.
Yes.
Mitch McConnell, who stole the Supreme Court...
He hijacked the court. He kept a seat open. You know,
and
they
gave
said,
it to Trump.
Right, and gave it to Trump. He kept a seat open for almost a year while Obama was still in the White House and wouldn't allow even a hearing on Obama's nominee, who was Merrick Garland at the time, go figure, and held a seat open. Really, you know, reducing the size of the court from 9 justices to 8 when they're bitching about they want to pack the court, they want to change the size of the court, even though it's not in the Constitution. They did it, but the Democrats can't. Just, you know.
No, they can't.
Yeah.
But and he also, they ended up voting on what's her name at the very last second, too.
Amy Coney Barrett.
Anyway, here's McConnell's quote from yesterday.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
In response. Washington Democrats offered a fresh example just how profoundly they misunderstand the court and its role in our government. This month, the Judiciary Committee will attempt to force the courts to restructure itself in the name of ethics. Like, you know, who wants ethics anyway, right?
Oh, my, as if that's a bad thing, right? So, yeah. So the Senate minority leader is saying that the Supreme Court having some ethical guidelines is a bad thing?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, they want to restructure force the court to restructure itself by giving them rules to live by, giving them ethics rules. In the name of ethics, like it's a bad thing.
Oh, my God.
We don't want ethics. Who wants ethics?
We don't need no stinking ethics. We can police ourselves.
That's right. Look how well that's worked out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to leave the Tuberville one to last. This is my last one before that.
Okay.
Okay, so this is a big oopsie. Ben Collins first reported it that I saw. The missing, quote, missing, Hunter Biden witnessed at the GOP was promising for a while that there was just charged by the DOJ. He was just charged with the DOJ with being a Chinese spy.
Uh-huh.
The U.S. attorney, the SDNY, announced that charges against co-director of think tank for acting as an unregistered foreign agent, trafficking in arms, violating U.S. sanctions against Iran, and making false statements to federal agents. Here's the timeline. His name is Gal Luft, or Luft, was arrested for allegedly acting as an unregistered foreign agent in February. He was released on bail. He fled. GOP Representative Comer claimed, "We can't track down the Hunter Biden informant," in May. And then Luft put out a video 5 days ago. And then yesterday, the DOJ announced charges. So their little whistleblower, or whatever they want to call him, I don't know what. Just blown to smithereens. Absolutely blown to smithereens.
You couldn't make this stuff up. It's a comedy of errors. And I use the term comedy loosely because it's not funny.
No, it's not. I mean, look what they're getting him for.
Yeah.
Acting as an unregistered foreign agent, trafficking in arms, violating sanctions against Iran, and lying to federal agents.
Right. And being a Chinese spy or whatever, being in bed with the Chinese, the whole thing. And this is what Comer. And MSNBC was, you know, making fun of us the other day when we said we couldn't find him. Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that funny? They found him. They charged him, or they whatever they did with him. Okay, you've got a clip.
Yeah, actually, I have a different clip because somebody caught up with Tommy Tuberville, I guess, in the Senate office buildings, and tried to get him to comment on this. And actually, he was on CNN, I guess, last night with with my favorite Caitlin Collins. But I give her credit because she. Let me just play the exchange for you. So Caitlin Collins is talking to Tommy Tuberville. He was on there ostensibly to talk about his blockade of military promotion so that the Marines now don't have a commander because he keeps blocking all the promotions, which is a bigger problem. But Caitlin,
over 100, isn't it?
Yes. And there's nobody in charge. I think it's the Marines. I could be wrong, but it's something like that.
Whatever.
Yes, Sashi says it's producer Lauren's fault. Okay, so, all right. So here's Caitlin Collins asking him about his statement about white nationalists.
You said a white nationalist is an American.
It is identity politics.
You said a white nationalist is an American, but a white nationalist is someone who believes horrific things. Do you really think that's someone who should be serving in the military?
Well, that's just a name that has been given. I mean,
it's not. It's a real definition. There's real concerns about extremism.
So if you're going to do away with most white people in this country out of the military, we got huge problems.
It's not people who are white. It's white nationalists.
That have a few probably different beliefs.
You see the distinction, right?
That have different beliefs. Now, if racism is one of those beliefs, I'm totally against it. I'm totally against racism.
But there's a lot of people that believe in different things. A white nationalist is racist, Senator.
Well, that's your opinion. That's your opinion. But if it's racism, I'm totally against it. I am totally against any type of racism. I don't care what it's in.
Okay. Senator Tommy Tuberville, thank you for your time tonight.
What?
Here's what Mehdi Hassan said.
Yes.
Just a one sentence. He played he had the clip.
Yep.
And he said, the great debate in American politics right now is whether a U.S. senator is okay with white nationalist racism or whether he is too thick to understand what white nationalism is. That's where we are.
Yeah, it is where
we are.
Now, in his defense, and I don't often defend Mitch McConnell, but he was asked about it today. And here's this.
He's concerned that you're a member of your conference, Senator Tuberville, it seems to have a hard time denouncing white nationalism, especially as it pertains to white nationalism in the military.
Yeah, white supremacy is simply unacceptable in the military and in our whole country.
That's all. Okay. Well, you know, so do something about it.
About every 3 or 4 years, McConnell says something that I agree with.
Right.
And he said, but he says it minimally so that it really doesn't count. but you know, like when he was blaming Trump for January 6th and then he kind of forgot about it and, you know, just kind of let it go. That's the way it is.
I've got a few things.
Because I'm all done with mine.
I know. Well, you said you were going to save that for last. So now,
Right,
so I know you're not the music person that I am, but there's a guy named Jack White who is now a solo artist, but he used to front a band called the White Stripes, and it was just him and Meg, but it was just two of them. You know their music, and I'm going to play a little clip, and you can't hear it, but this is the most famous White Stripes song. It's called Seven Nation Army. Boom. And they play it at like sporting events these days. So it's pretty ubiquitous. And Jack White is really good. I like him. But I like him even more now because he wrote something on Instagram. And here's what he said. Quote, "Anybody who normalizes or treats this disgusting, fascist, racist, con man, disgusting piece of shit, Trump, with any level of respect is also disgusting in my book. That's you, Joe Rogan, you, Mel Gibson, you, Mark Wahlberg, you, Guy Fieri. This is a statement from me, not a discussion or debate. Signed, Jack White III. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for him. You know, Now, you know, I love it when artists use their platform to speak out, to say things that are important. But sometimes famous people use their platforms for shit. And I'm not a sports fan. I'm not a basketball person. But apparently there's a former NBA player who played in some tournament, I think put on by Ice Cube or Ice-T, one of the ice guys. And I don't ask me.
The ice guys.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, the big three, And it's who, I don't know who puts this tournament on, but anyway, this is how he played at that big three tournament. And for those of you listening to an audio stream and not seeing the video, there's a picture of him on the court. He's got a shaved head, and on his head, written in Sharpie, it says, Trump won. Really? So this guy turns out, again, his name is Royce White, is not only a former NBA player, he is now the Republican candidate running to challenge Ilhan Omar for her congressional seat in Minnesota.
Good luck with that.
Okay, so he's challenging Ilhan Omar. So I can't say this without laughing. He was a guest on Steve Bannon's War Room podcast on Lindell TV.
Oh, no, God.
Lindell TV. In case you're going with the name sounds familiar, Lindell, the MyPillow guy, who, by the way, there's a news item out today that he's got to auction off his assets because he's lost everything. He's got nothing left.
Good.
So he's auctioning off his assets, but he's still, so MyPillow, I guess, is gone. But he has Lindell TV, which carries this Steve Bannon War Room podcast. Anyway, so this guy who is now a candidate for Congress from Minnesota against Ilhan Omar goes on Steve Bannon's War Room podcast, and here's a little bit of what he said. And you really need to listen to this because, oh, this is priceless. It would help if I unmute this. Here we go.
Institutions, the national security institutions,
this
all of it.
This is Bannon talking.
You're seeing a new politics that's not just dealing with the culture issues. They continue to say culture issues as a code word for rube, white, rural, Christian, heterosexual, male,
what?
Nationalist, you know, that are just focused on their wives being too mouthy, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look, let's just be frank. Women have become too mouthy. As the black men in the room, I'll say that. I don't know whether we're talking white men or Asian men or black men or so on and so forth. But no, I'm serious. I mean, the thing that is scary
Women
have become too mouthy.
Say that again?
Women have become too mouthy.
Okay. The black look, Royce White, whoever the fuck you are.
I just need you to shut the fuck up, cause nobody asked you, bitch. I need you to shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Just shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Bound, bound. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Bound, bound.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Bound, bound.
Who the fuck is this guy? Women are too mouthy? Hey, Royce, I'm a mouthy woman. Oh, my God, I can't believe he said that. Yeah, you're going to win in Minnesota. Go get him. Yeah, all those women are going to come vote for you.
What do you want to bet he won't ever be in the same room as Omar? What do you want to bet?
Oh, never. Because she'll hand him
one. She'll wipe the floor with him. Yeah. There's no Mouthy Woman. I want to do a hashtag Mouthy Woman.
Mouthy Women. We're going to be Mouthy Women.
Mouthy Women. Yeah.
So we'll have That's to add disgusting. That to our new lineup. Actually, we have a new idea because, frankly, we're Laffy and I are kind of sick of talking about politics because this is all noise. This is all so bullshit. Depressing. And the stuff that this bullshit. Other side is saying is so batshit crazy. What happened to the audio's back? Oh, Val must be on a delay. We have audio now. Everything about them is offensive, and I'm trying to temper myself. You know, I'm working on my depression and my anger issues, and I'm doing the ketamine
treatment. I'm working on my anxiety.
And you're working on your anxiety.
Right here from Canada.
From Canada. You're in Canada. And
yeah,
so
I'm in Canada.
We've decided we really hate politics. It's gotten so awful. And so we test the audio and everything before the show. Needless to say, the gremlins come in here and kill our audio in midstream. Who knows why?
Always. Right? Yeah.
And so today we found ourselves just talking about our various maladies. And see, what happens is when you get older, things start falling apart.
Oh,
I realized when I turned 55, everything started breaking. Everything on my body started messing up, and it's been downhill since. And so we've decided that, you know, maybe instead of, Laffy's tweet spot, maybe we start a new segment. And we just came up with this, so I don't have an intro done or anything yet. We'll get Boca on it.
So we were going to do like a curmudgeon women's segment.
The Maladies.
Maladies.
The Maladies. Ladies. Yeah.
The Maladies.
So maladies. We'll talk about our maladies. So, for instance, the last couple of days, I was really sick, but I wasn't sick. I had to go on Boniva bone density because I'm getting osteoporosis in my old age. And the Boniva made me sick.
Me.
Yes.
Because I have it too.
Because we're old. And so I took the Boniva, which you take once a month. And hey, Sally Field did a commercial for it a few years ago. And I thought, I can trust Sally. God damn it. She was a flying nun, for God's sake. And
well, there's a reason they took her off the air.
Well, they don't sell Boniva anymore. Just the generic.
Oh.
And this is a generic.
Oh.
It's no more
you
Boniva.
Take Fosamax.
I don't want to take any of this stuff. But now.
I know, but if you don't, your bones will crumble.
I have to make an appointment with the rheumatologist because I woke up the other night. I felt so sick. I took a COVID test because I was so fluish and I was hot and cold. And Rick Smith says, I drink milk for osteoporosis. You're not a woman who went through menopause at 37. Thank you very much. So I have the bones of a much older woman because I've been longer without estrogen. See, this is what the Maladies is about.
Milk works with something, you have to have a lot of calcium, even when you take these medications. Like I'm on Prolia, I get a shot once every 6 months. But you have to have 1,300 milligrams of calcium every single day, or it draws it out of you. It pulls the calcium from your bones instead of putting it back in. So I'm constantly like drinking skim milk and having some little cheese here and there. Spinach, you know, I did such a deep dive on the internet looking it up. It's almost impossible because I ended up looking like a blimp and my cholesterol went up because I was eating cheese.
It's crazy. And so now I don't. That's so insane. I called my doctor this morning. I'm like, I was deathly ill for 3 days. Today's the first day I feel like halfway normal again. And so,
I feel like Molly Shannon saying, I'm 50 and I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
I don't. I'm telling you, 55 is the age you got to look out for, because after that, it's all downhill. It's all downhill.
Mine came later. My downhill came later than that. And my menopause came way later. My menopause was at 57.
Wow. So you could have been a granny having babies. And I was young.
I could have been.
We could have met halfway and both been normal. But there's nothing normal about us. We're the mal ladies.
I didn't take any estrogen. I had a really easy time. I didn't have any, like hardly any symptoms. Of menopause.
Well, you know, if that's the case, then Laffy, then I've got a little song for you too. It was the "Fuck You" song, Lily Allen.
Oh,
sorry,
I figured
I know you couldn't hear.
I figured it had to be.
All right, man. So to be continued next time. We'll hopefully Boca will be feeling well enough and will make us an intro for the Mal Ladies segment.
That's right. If you guys want to hear some whining, we'll give it to you.
Whining women, mouthy women, women on the Mal Ladies.
Yeah, and we should have a lot of call-ins because a lot of people can relate to this.
Right.
Men can relate to it. It's not just women.
Right.
Whiny women.
Yeah, men can have the Mal Ladies too. Can commiserate with us.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
David is on his way to the emergency room because his knee has been messed. On top, look, he's got a brain tumor, so we're dealing with that. But it's that's like not why he's on his way to the. That's why we're like one of the reasons we're delayed in our move. And that's him. Hold on. That's my ringtone for David. Hi, are you alive? Yeah. Oh, God. It may be 2 hours until they can do an ultrasound. All right. I'm just wrapping up the show. Hold on. Now I can hear you. Now you're on the air. Hi, David. Hold on a second. Let me finish up the show and then I'll talk to you. Hold on one sec. So anyway, he's at the emergency room because his knee is all messed up and he got a platelet rich plasma injection. That's where they take all your blood and they put it in the centrifuge and spin it around so all you get are the platelet-rich plasma, and they inject it back in because his knee is messed up. And since he did that, his knee feels a little better, but his calf isn't. See, the Mal Ladies, it works for the men too. And so now it's in his calf, and he's in so much pain that he texted his doctor, who happens to be a friend, who said, go to the emergency room and have them do an ultrasound to make sure there's not a clot. So that's where he went, and he's now saying it's going to be 2 hours. So
yeah.
Anyway,
it never ends, guys.
Welcome to the Mal Ladies.
Mouthy
women, not whiny. We're mouthy. We're mouthy women.
Mouthy
women.
Oh yeah.
Mal Ladies. Okay. To be continued. Oh, and let me tell you what we have tomorrow. So I got pitched. You know, I get pitched on guests all the time, and this one I thought was fascinating. It's the president and founder of PETA. Mm-hmm. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, which is very controversial. They do controversial stuff. And the reason she's coming on is she bequeathed her body parts to different organizations.
To where?
To different, you know, organizations who I guess take animal parts and do things with.
On?
To talk about this. So, you know me. Look, I will commend them for the good work they do, but I also have to give her some shit because they do some really bad stuff too. So it should be interesting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. So hey,
enjoy your body parts.
Thank you.
Who will she be donating her eyebrows to?
I'll ask her. So stay tuned tomorrow. We got that to look forward to. All right. Bye. Gotta laugh. Find her on the Mastodons,
wherever in the
socials. Yeah, and here every other Tuesday or thereabouts. And
I can.
And I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye,
thanks for listening,
guys.
Everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.